This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
We switched seats, so now I have a different perspective on life. So welcome to Something About the Women Plus Men. I see you in a whole different light now.
I know. It is different. It's a little fluorescent.
I think with this mic, you got to pump it up all the way on four.
Oh, yeah?
On four.
Oh, on four.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because I hate it and it hates me.
Yeah. You're a little, yeah. It's a little hot now.
Well,
I can't.
And so are you.
Yeah. Did you raise his mic as well?
Don't
make sure you talk right into
it. Don't boss me around. So we've got Cheryl over there, my wife, who never comes and sits in, but since Mike was here, she decided to come in. Mike and Mike.
I like Mike.
Mike Newman and I both are sick, so you'll excuse
a lot of
our
coughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the cough that carries you off; it's the coffin they carry you off in.
Oh.
Thanks, Dad.
Ain't you clever?
That's my dad talking right through me.
Yeah, man. So that last track that we played by Lake Street Dive is
awesome.
A different version. It's something,
it's the Bose Better Sound version.
Something that was produced by Bose, and we all know the original version of that Mistakes track from Late Street, but that's just so beautiful. I love
she's
that.
Just, I mean, she could sing the phone book, right? Like, oh, she's amazing. What's her name?
I don't know.
What's her name?
Yeah,
she's got a great voice.
Yeah,
I should have probably looked
that
up.
I'm sick. I don't remember.
I know, me either. I'm terrible that way. Mm. And then we heard.
But thanks for asking.
We heard Living Color, Open Letter to a Landlord.
Yeah, that's a request for my friend Mike Maloney. That was a great request. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, great. And then the special guests. They were our special guests.
Al Pachulis playing live in studio there, covering Pink
Doing
Floyd.
A little Pink, yep.
That was lovely.
We heard Hoover Dam from Sugar.
Yep, good old Bob Mould and Sugar.
And Albert Hammond Jr., Fast Times.
One of my faves, yep. New song from him.
And before that, we had our monkey set for Peter Tork. R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Peter. R.I.P. Peter.
And we're all eating bananas because of that.
Because of the monkeys?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
why that wasn't corny.
Why else, Sue?
Yeah, right.
Why else?
I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
So this is a first in that Mike and I have never done a four-hour show together through our two shows, Mike on the Mic and Something About the Women, and we're going to mix it up a little bit, and I hope that all you people who tuned in to hear women will stay tuned, because we will be playing women artists, but we're also going to have a smattering of men. It's sort of the day to play other stuff.
Yeah. Cheryl, and, do you know, oh, I'm sorry, do you know what Sue and I were saying to each other before you showed up?
What?
We're actually saying that this is the first time we've acknowledged that we've known each other all this time, but we've never done it.
Yeah, and now we're doing it.
Wow.
So I just want to be upfront
with
you.
What's the date right now?
It's February 23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your radio anniversary.
Yeah.
Your merging of radio shows anniversary.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you can maybe have a little baby out of this. Maybe you guys can do another little show together. You know, not during your slot and not
Sue,
during
we can a baby have a
little,
show.
A little MP3 we can have.
All right. Yeah. Or a podcast.
Yeah. A little podcast.
So,
baby podcast.
Aw. Isn't it cute?
And we don't have to do a gender reveal.
No.
No.
No. Maybe it'll be a non binary gender baby.
Mm-hmm. Just a file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Mike Stewart's here too.
Yeah.
So, there's your mic.
Mention something special that might be happening?
Oh, yeah. So, this is what happens when all these great DJs get together. We come up we come up with this great idea. I'm not really sure. Was it your idea, Mike? Whose idea was it?
If it fails, it's Mike's idea.
It might have been.
So, we're letting the cat out of the bag.
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We can't use that.
Well, so, on that day, which is a Saturday... we are going to do like a takeover of MFO with live music almost all day.
Yeah, we're thinking about 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Live bands mic'd up properly in the other room over there.
Yeah, we have a big studio over there with, whole control panel and whatever.
Like wires and mics
sounds
and things.
Technical.
Yeah, and we're going to have actually, it turns out, a combination of live bands playing full in there and a bunch of acoustic playing in here.
Yeah.
And just some of the bands we've confirmed so far.
Well, we've got Danielle Moralia, who just messaged me this morning to say she's in.
Yeah, we have Peter Parsett.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Well.
And maybe if we asked them really nicely, those two would play together because they're great together.
Yeah, they've done it before, so I hope so.
Unlike you and me, they've done it before.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and then...
That's tough to hear.
We also have Lily Black.
Yay. Lily Black will be here.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And who else do we already have lined up? Anybody else?
I'm trying to remember who else said yes.
We got a few people that are waiting to confirm.
Gotcha.
Who we can't really say yet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to happen.
It could be the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
It could be someone else.
If not, we'll just attach wires to Mike.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. It'll be shocking.
Put it in your own memory.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about it. It's May 4th. It's going to be kind of a communal effort among a whole bunch of DJs here at WMFO, and we hope you'll tune in that day.
Mm-hmm. So more to come about that.
I may or may not be here, but...
No, Cheryl's going to let you be here because, you know... I won't say anything.
Let's have a fight on the radio.
No.
I would love that so much.
My birthday is that week before. I know. And usually you choose a weekend around your birthday, and then that's your birthday weekend, mm-hmm. and you get to do everything you want to do.
But you're going to miss such a great bunch of live music.
All right, if you
just
don't
keep
come.
Working on me.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
We're working on cloning also.
So as part of the bribery, we're going to do a set now, which you've never done before, a set by a male artist. That we all love, who you love, and this is by way of bribery to get you to let me be here for that big
Stop
May the 4th.
Stop making those big eyes at me.
blowout.
It's just because of her glasses, you know that.
Yeah, it's also because I'm kind of still sick and I'm kind of glassy-eyed.
That too. But it works for you, sir.
That's
it works.
Attractive.
It's a great
like
look.
It.
So anyway, without further ado, we're going to do a nice set of Warren Zevon here on Something About the Women and Some Men. On 91.5
WMFO Medford.
Until I pay my bill. Don't the sun look angry through the trees? Don't the trees look like crucified thieves? Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But except in dreams, you never really free. Don't the sun look angry at me? I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum, and it went later. She took me back to the Hyatt House. I don't want to talk about it.
Keep me in your heart for a while.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts. Take me to your dreams. Touch me as I fall into view. And I will be right next to you. Engine drivers headed north to Pleasant Street. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la.
So we're all back now.
We're back.
Back to life.
We're
slowly.
Back. Yeah, I lost my headphones.
Remember to put four all the way up because it hates me and I hate it.
Yeah, four.
Yeah,
four.
There we go. Hey.
All right, everybody.
I like four.
So we just did some Warren Zevon there.
That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's one of Cheryl's favorite artists.
He's now an honorary woman.
Yes, Kirsten has proclaimed today is Warren Zevon is an honorary woman day.
Yes, yes.
So if Kirsten says it, it must be true, which makes me happy.
And we're all waving at Brian Young.
Yeah, Brian Rung's here. Yeah. Mike Stewart's in the house. Yep. It's like all the best people in the world are all in one place.
Who else is here?
And Cheryl Schaefer is here. Mike Newman.
And
Zimmelman.
Brian, we started to talk about Live Day a little bit. We let the cat out of the bag just a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to be live.
Okay.
Instead of dead, like Warren Zevon. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
stop.
That's horrible. I know. It's too soon. Too soon. So, Mike, we got some requests in while that set was playing.
Oh, is that my cue to start to play
things?
Well,
I just wanted you to sort of talk about who made some requests, and then we can talk about like whether we might play them or not.
Oh, yeah. Frank Iafallo. I wanted to hear some Robin Tricker.
Okay. Yeah. I loved your interview with her.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
She was a lot of
Tricker?
Fun.
I barely know her.
And an 80s song, is it? By Tanita?
Maybe 90s.
Tanita Tikaram?
Yeah, Tanita Tikaram.
Yeah, Twisting My Sobriety. We had a request from my friend. Another friend, Mike.
You have so many friends, Mike.
Another Mike, yeah, I know. Too many of us.
And then we're going to round out the set with some requests from me.
Okay, which you're not going to reveal, is that?
No, it's going to be a surprise.
Fine.
I love surprises.
Okay. All right, so when are we going to do that? We're going to do it now?
Sure, let's do it now.
Because I could push a little white button, because I'm not sitting over there anymore, and I could do it.
You want? Oh, so you, and what are you on? One or two?
I'm on two.
You're on two.
Yeah.
Who's on first?
Nobody.
All right, yeah, I'm all ready for you over here.
All right, it's WMFO, a set of requests here on Something About the Women Men.
Something about, wait, what did somebody say? Something about you people.
Yeah.
Trouble. Away. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. The people had at night, late at night, don't need hostility. Timid smile and pause too free. I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chased and whole, all God's children took their toll. Just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. You pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell. Just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twist in my sobriety. More than twist in my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never.
Recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy. faux pas. She is gone, but she used to be mine. And it's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for the girl.
Thank you.
Hi, hello, everybody.
Yeah. So that was a song I've been wanting to play for a while because it's Sean Colvin, who's one of my favorites, along with David Broza, or David Broza, who is my favorite Israeli folk singer. He's kind of like the Israeli James Taylor, but he's got a lot of Spanish influences in his guitar.
His beautiful guitar playing.
Yeah, so anyway, and that was recorded on the top of Masada in Israel, so just beautiful. Sean Colvin and doing Sean Colvin and David Broza doing Sean Colvin's Shotgun Down the Avalanche, which is also just a great song.
I love a nice glass of Masada with some brisket.
There you go.
Yeah, you're going to end up in the Dead Sea.
At least I'll float.
Yeah, and another live Sean Colvin there. You will. That's the one place we all float.
Yeah.
We're
turning into a Stephen King book.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Just a little word of advice. If you ever do get to go to Israel and you do get to go to the Dead Sea, do not shave your legs the day before.
I don't think I would have considered doing that.
That hurt like an MF.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it just, that salt water in. Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever look to see who your audience
is
before you speak?
No, because they're out in radio land.
Oh my God. Is that the place where you put that mud on yourself?
Yep,
too?
Yep. That's okay. Great mud. Okay. Great mud. Dead Sea mud.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, before that, we heard other live Sean Colvin. We heard Tennessee live. And we had a request for some Sarah Bareilles. We heard She Used to Be Mine. Sending that out to Kirsten and Jane and also Danielle Moralia, who is going to be here for our live music day on May 4th. Yay!
Yeah, and hopefully along with our buddy Lisa Bastoni.
Yeah, so we're just adding on here, more names by the minute.
Yeah.
That was from the music from The Waitress, which I've never seen. I really would love to see it, but I have not seen it yet.
We should buy a TV and then watch it.
Well, it's a musical. It's a play.
Oh, forget I said anything.
Well, can't we make
Jane
it come through that TV if we buy it?
Someday.
I suppose you could.
Someday, when they do it on Broadway Live or whatever that silly tradition is on TV.
Okay.
Love that tradition. Thank you.
Yeah, and then before that, Mike, what did we hear?
I don't know. You're keeping track of things.
Oh, okay. We heard Tanita Takaram going all the way back to 1989 with Twist of My Sobriety.
Thank you, Bob, for the correction.
Yes, thanks for teaching me after all these years how to say her name after 20 years. Mm. And then Robin Tricker, Need More Bob from Saltwater Happy.
Yeah, all about needing more Bob Marley in our lives.
And Mike, you had her on your show, Robin Tricker, was it last week?
Guilty as charged.
And it was great. She's very upbeat and...
A lot of fun
to listen to.
Happy beach music, baby.
Happy.
Yeah.
So that brings us up to date. It's 11:56, and you're listening to Something About the Women and Some Guys on 91.5 WMFO. It occurs
Medford.
It occurs to me that perhaps we need a little public service announcement action because it is it's that time. So I'm going to quickly just get that happening, and then we'll be back. With a set of garage band type music right after these messages.
These voids.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Coming back.